Good day, San Bernardino County believers far and wide. Oh my goodness, may this be the year that we wake up, be so transformed that we affect and influence all those in our sphere. May they be affected by Jesus because of the changes that God has done in us. By the end of this year, we will be so changed, we will even go, wow, we went from caterpillar to butterfly. So today our focus is on the ninth commandment. Words, words, words. What we say matters to God, to us, and to others. This next commandment has to do with what we speak, which Jesus says reveals what's in our hearts in Matthew 5:18. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a person. But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. But the words you speak from the heart, that's what defiles you. So let us ask for help today in guarding our mouths and hearts, choosing to speak life in that which is edifying. The ninth commandment is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So Father, we forgive us for lying, gossiping, slandering, backbiting, spreading rumors, deceit, extortion, railing, slander, defrauding, breaking promises, being crafty, hypocrisy, dishonesty, whisperers, idle words, withholding all of the truth, being double-tongued, bragging, boasting, flattery, exaggerating the truth, whining, speaking evil of others. Forgive us, Father. We know that a false witness will not go unpunished, and he that speaks lies will not escape. But you said to put away falsehood and let each of us speak the truth with our neighbors, for we are members one of another. We pray that we will do that and we will not spread false reports or be privy or approve of or listen to or agree to, even by standing there, to a malicious witness. May we be the people that stop the backbiting and gossip and change the subject to something edifying. May we not breathe out lies that causes discord among brethren. Let no corrupting talk come out of our mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. For by our words we will be justified, and by our words we will be condemned. That we will have to give account for every careless word we speak. So, Father, we pray that we will guard our mouths, preserve our life, and not open them up so quickly and come to ruin, but instead that we would preserve our lives by keeping it, because you said whoever keeps his mouth and their tongue keeps themselves out of trouble. So we thank you, Lord, the greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world who's trying to get us to think bad things about people. We pray, Holy Spirit, you would examine our hearts and help us to forgive anyone we have aught against and reconcile with anyone who has aught against us, so that when we go to speak, we have no foundation of bitterness at all, or offense, or grudges, or resentment. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, in Jesus' name.